This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Hour number two is now underway of this Sunday night edition. The telephone number, if you would like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
And Steve Classic. It's kind of like and Nikki, but right. It's and Classic.
Right. Well said. Well done.
Speaking of hour number two, did we finish the number two story?
We did finish the number two story.
Okay.
Just before hour number two.
Okay.
So we're numerically in line.
Okay.
Congruent.
Good.
We're numerically congruent, as they say. You know somebody else who uses primitive knowledge?
Primitive knowledge.
Another group of people. In fact, they relish the primitive lifestyle.
And they make great relish.
They do, actually, and butter and all that kind of stuff. The Amish.
Right, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Is it? Really?
That's Lancaster County.
What's the difference between Amish and Mennonite?
I do not know that.
I mean, I'm told they're kind of basically the
best
same,
ketchup I've ever had was from an Amish roadside stand. Ketchup. Okay, great. I'll get some ketchup. And it was delicious. I don't know what they had in there, but all organic, I'm sure.
Now that you mention it, one of the things I do like about New Hampshire is all of the roadside stands. Like, you can barely drive 10 minutes without seeing, fresh eggs or,
right.
Hey, we've got, fresh canned salsa or, jarred salsa,
right?
There's all these people who are, they've got homesteads and they're raising chickens or they're growing stuff on their, and they have a little roadside stand where you can, some of them are like honor stands.
Oh, right? Well, I think most of them are.
We're okay, sure. You see something you like, you take it, you leave a donation in the bucket, whatever the price is.
And you have to write down your name and how much you paid.
Yeah.
I just hit one of those. We hit one for some maple syrup.
Maple syrup is big here.
But then you go there, it's like, we're going to get maple syrup. It's like, they've got this, too, and this, and this.
There's one that that I go to, not too frequently, it's a little far away, if you get there early enough, there's fresh baked goods and, pies and, that kind of stuff, as well as, canned stuff, jarred stuff and fresh veggies and squash. And it's fall time now. So harvest has kicked in. So all that stuff is, available.
There's a place near me and she makes her own popsicles with fresh fruit.
Ooh.
Real good. Real good. But I think New Hampshire just passed something with food freedom.
Yes.
I don't know the specifics. That's something Stephen Nass would know. But
yeah, and I'm trying to remember. There's somebody else that would know more than me. But they did pass a thing where, so it used to be sort of semi-illegal, or if not completely illegal, for you to grow stuff on your own property and try and sell it. But they
without a license.
Without a license.
Without a license.
But they passed a thing that's if you're not selling over, $10,000 a year or something. I don't know what the number is.
Keep your little stand.
Yeah, it's fine. Right. So, just some more things to love about New Hampshire.
Right. I remember in Canada, there was a farm that was selling eggs on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Canadians cracked down on, you can't sell eggs without a permit. So what they did is they
cracked the eggs?
No, they advertised that they were selling egg cartons. For $3. So they were only selling egg cartons,
right?
And they gave you the eggs for free.
Eggs are free. Nice.
So it's a little way around the roadblock.
Nice. Oh, I wonder if you could do that with beer here. Like, I've played around with the idea.
Selling the bottle.
So, New Hampshire has a designation of brewery called the Nano Brew. It's smaller than a microbrew.
Wow.
And it's designed for, it's actually some free staters that caused this law to be passed.
Hmm.
Because they started, you know, like a small homebrew operation.
Right, homebrew, yeah.
And they were bottling it and selling it, you know, that kind right. of thing. And they were like, look, we're not big enough for, you know, a microbrew.
A license or
a brew pub.
Right.
Right. We're just getting started, and the state has no path for startup breweries, right? Breweries are, you know, a large industry now. You got to scale up to it, right? You got to work your way up. So because of them, they were able to get a law passed that said, okay, we have this designation now called Nano Brews. Right, which allows you to brew up to, I don't even know how much.
20 gallons or
something, you know, per, I don't even know how long.
Yep.
But it allows you to, like, you know, put a brewery in your garage, start canning and bottling or serving taps. You can only serve, I think it's 2 beers per person per day, unless you also have food. So if you bring in, like, a food truck on your property or something like that, then you can probably serve somehow. Or if you start, but then you got to be licensed as a restaurant if you're serving food and stuff like that, like yourself. So it's weird, but it allows small startup breweries to actually get going. And so I'm wondering if you could sell the glass.
Sell the bottle.
Like
or a mug.
A stein, a growler, perhaps.
Right.
Sell that, and then the beer's free.
Right. Same kind of thing.
Right.
No tax. There's no tax on bottles, but there's tax on beer. Well, we're not selling beer. We're selling bottles.
Right. Ooh.
The beer is free.
Interesting.
Well, it reminds me of that time during the Cerveza sickness when New York didn't allow bars to open unless they served food.
Right.
And so I think they were called, it was a Cuomo chips, or like, because Cuomo was the governor.
Right, yeah.
And you know, he says, "Well, you can't serve potato chips as food, or chicken wings aren't food." It's just ridiculous.
Well, that's actually back in the Prohibition days too. They had a similar law where, like, you know, you couldn't be. I think it was the pub / hotel or whatever. Like, you couldn't be both of those things at the same time unless you served food. And so they invented this thing. It was a sandwich, right? That no one ate. Right. So you ordered it, right? And it was put on your bill and you paid for it. And then it was brought to you. And then after some period of time, they would take it away and move it to the next guest's table so that they were serving food. Right. It was just the same sandwich over and over again to each table that no one ate.
Two pieces of bread with ketchup and mayonnaise or ketchup.
It was the sandwich of hate. 2 pieces of bread and hate.
Yeah. I think in New Hampshire, do you have to serve food in order to serve alcohol?
Yeah, New Hampshire likes to pretend they don't have bars by making all of the bars, quote, restaurants, unquote, in order to get your liquor license.
Right.
Yeah.
So they could do the same kind of thing.
So New Hampshire has no problem with bars.
Because they don't have any technically, right?
Right.
You know? They're all restaurants.
We don't have a problem with restaurants.
Yeah.
I want to get to this other story, but first let's go to, we've got Dana calling from Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Okay, so quick answer to your question.
Mm-hmm.
The Amish are more strict. The Mennonites are, they had a split many centuries ago.
It's like a fork?
And it was because of shunning. The Amish shun and the Mennonites don't do that. The Mennonites are allowed to use all forms of technology. They can have phones even in their home. They have electricity, all kinds of modern appliances. They can drive cars, and the Amish don't. The Mennonites can even have, if you remember, water was in short supply for centuries, mm-hmm. including Christ's time, and so that's why even children drank wine, and Jesus Christ turned the water into wine when they ran out at the wedding of Cana. And Mennonites can have light spirits, like they'll have wines and beer at their family gatherings, like, you know, a picnic or, you know, some kind of family event, family celebration, sure. where the Amish are much more strict. But in either case, and I hope everyone hears this loud and clear, I have the utmost respect for anyone who actually lives what they believe. Not says what they believe, but lives it.
Right.
So I have the most utmost respect. And I'm telling you, I don't want to go to jail, but I think I'd take a kid out. And I don't mean out of this world, but I don't know. I would be very upset if I saw anyone, kid or adult, ever mocking them. Because from time to time, you know, you run into Mennonites and or Amish. And I just have, the people I have a problem with is like the John Kerrys of the world. They have eight Chevy Suburban SUVs
yeah.
going to every meeting after he gets off a private jet and says, well, when you're like me and have to be everywhere, I have to fly private. I mean, these people don't even hide this.
Oh, yeah, that's like all the politicians and world leaders flying their private jets, every one of them in a different jet, to the
World Economic Forum.
Yeah, the climate change conference.
WEF,
right?
Yeah, isn't that Davos?
Davos Club,
yep.
Malthusian cult.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and then plan on how we're going to eat bugs so that they can live sitting their big wide glides on their thrones with their crowns on their heads. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
winter's coming.
Anyway, so that's that for tonight.
Hey, Dana, thank you for the call and the clarification. You're welcome. Appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
So this guy in the story that we're going to be talking about.
We're not there yet.
Yeah.
We're not there, but we're getting there.
Yeah,
actually, let's talk about it right now for just a second.
Since we're on the Amish and the Mennonites.
So this article is from independent.co.uk. You guys remember not too long ago, if you have a cell phone, you got a text message from...
Big Gov.
Yeah, from Biden, arguably.
Right. Yeah.
Because they've developed this system now that even if you have all of your notifications turned off, all of your alerts, all of your alarms, your buzzer, right, your all
your
that
speaker's
stuff.
Speaker's broken.
Yeah,
whatever.
All that turned off. You got it anyway. And this created some problems for some people.
Hmm.
Yeah. In fact, the headline here reads, Amish men shunned after nationwide emergency alert outs them for having phones.
Well, now that's what Dana just said.
Right.
The Mennonites
don't shun.
The
Mennonites were, right, but the Amish do.
So this guy was shunned.
Yes. And, like, while we'll get into this article in a little bit, not only the Amish were affected by this, right? There are...
Libertarians were affected, too.
Well, yes. There are domestic abuse victims who, when they go to counseling, if they choose to stay with their partner and try and work things out and get counseling and all that kind of stuff, one of the suggestions is that they get a second phone, like a burner phone,
the
different
phone,
number,
yeah.
so that they have an emergency way in case their abuser takes their phone away and beats them or whatever, that kind of a thing. And so they're told to get one and hide it and all that kind of stuff. Well, guess what? They were outed, too. By this national text, test. So not only were the Amish affected, domestic abuse victims were affected. Anybody who has a backup phone, a second phone that they wanted to keep hidden for any reason, got outed as well, potentially, if they didn't have it protected enough or turned off enough.
I had my phone off, completely off. When I turned it back on, the alert came up. It's almost like, I guess, if you have your phone off and you get a text message, you turn your phone on, the text message is there.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't go off at 20 after 2. It came back on like at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, so we'll talk about this article about the Amish man shunned, or Amish men, plural, shunned after nationwide emergency phone alerts outs them for, well, having a phone. But let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on, man?
The world's going freaking crazy, and it's all because of the governments.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It sure is, man. I mean, like, the longer I'm alive, the worse it gets, apparently.
I mean, ever since COVID, I think these governments have lost their mind.
Oh,
Russia, Yemen, Azerbaijan and Armenia, now it's Israel and Hamas. It's just, like, it never ends.
And it's been going on since before COVID, of course. It's just that COVID put a magnifying glass to it. And hopefully, we saw a bunch more people move to New Hampshire as a result of that. They were like, oh, man, it's getting so bad. I decided to finally pull the trigger.
Right.
I don't like that it takes, more devastation, more government's, crap for people to finally get off their butts and move. But, at least they're doing it.
Well, I guess
I know.
No, go ahead.
No, please. Yeah, I was just going to say, there's different kinds of libertarians. People are animated by different things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A guy like me, what really brings out the libertarian in me is war. It's like, yeah. You know, people are asked, it's like, do you condemn atrocities by group A? Well, clearly we have to support atrocities in group B.
Right.
And it's like, well, do you support atrocities in group B? And it's like, who are you with? Ukraine or Russia? Ukraine or Russia? Which flag are you going to put? And it's like, I am on the side of civilians, and I think the governments and the people with the weapons are typically the ones causing all the problems. So I would say in general, why can't people divide horizontally by civilians? And, like, don't get me wrong. You know, you get into the weeds, like in Gaza, a lot of people are under 18.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It's also true that Hamas trains them since a young age with mm-hmm. guns to, like, you know, what are you going to do? You're an impressionable kid. It's all you ever know. It's really a messed up situation. And the last thing I want to say is that all these organizations were funded by, you know, the large powers, USSR, USA, all these things.
Yeah.
And all they ever do is meddle.
And it turns out that the United States, via proxy or directly, is funding and arming both sides of that conflict.
But wait, where does the U.S. government get its money from?
Oh, wait. It prints it out of thin air.
Wait, we're supplying the money to...
Yeah. Like it prints it out of thin air and then, you know, puts it on the shoulders of you and the unborn children.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fantastic? I mean, I just want to say, just to take the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, okay, because mm-hmm. that's what's in the news right now. I could go on about, you know, other ones. But what happens is, okay, there was an empire. It was bad probably, you know, when it was forming and they took over with violence. But then everyone kind of just had this idea, okay, we live in an empire, right? So we don't have this idea that we have our country. It's just we're part of an empire. And so they didn't have this fervent nationalist, you know, feeling. They didn't go, you know, bomb people to create their own thing. But once the empire fell apart after World War One, the Ottoman Empire, the British had a mandate. They tried to make one-state solution with the Jews and the Arabs.
Right.
They failed. That wouldn't work out. So then the United Nations recommended partition. And it turns out, actually, that it worked out. For a while, it was like India and Pakistan. They separated. They lived in their thing. And okay. And then here's what happened. The USSR trained an organization called the Palestine Liberation Organization.
The PLO.
Whenever these governments call it liberation, what they really mean is they want to undermine the governments that are backed by the other guys.
Right.
You know, so they trained. So the PLO, they against Jordan, which was U.S. backed, and Israel, which was U.S. backed, and they favored Egypt and Syria. It mm-hmm. was like they all just fomented proxy wars. And this to this day is still like happening. And I think at some point, like, Israel is funding Hamas, and they want to divide the Palestinians also. So
yeah.
It's like all, you know, it's all crazy.
The same thing, well, not the same, a similar thing happened with something back in the, I think it was the 80s even, called the Afghan Freedom Fighters.
Against the USSR.
This was a group of people in Afghanistan whom the CIA and the U.S. decided to send arms and training to. And, oh, guess what that group became called much later in life?
That's Tim Osman's group, right?
That's the Taliban.
Yes.
Yeah, so the U.S., through the CIA and the U.S. military, created the Taliban. I don't know what you're doing there, Greg, but it's noisy. I got to let you go, man. Thank you for the call, Greg. We appreciate you.
He's doing that Foley effect.
Yeah, it sounded like he was trying to, you know, make
how do you get a garbage can to sell?
So, yeah, interestingly enough, the Hegelian dialectic, this is problem-reaction-solution, is committed both short-term and long-term by governments. So the example of the Afghan freedom fighters becoming what is now known as the Taliban, that was an organization created by the United States government.
Right. Right? That was Tim Osman, which was Osama bin Laden.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And so, you know, over time now, then they became sort of like, oh, no, we don't like these guys.
Yeah.
They're the bad guys.
Well, they got off the leash.
Well, where did,
you know,
where did they
went,
come from?
They got too much freedom.
Yeah. Who grew them? That's,
yeah.
You know, that's what you have to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even with all of that, I'm with Greg. Like, I support the everyday people. right? I do not support politicians. I do not support soldiers, right? Soldiers are just, you know, murderers in a different costume, right? And, you know, if you're insulted by that, I'm sorry. It just happens to be true. If you become a soldier for any government, any military, you are a hired mercenary to do the bidding of politicians, to kill for politicians. That's your job. Maybe you don't directly kill anybody. You just run the radios, or I'm the IT guy, well, I'm the mechanic, or whatever. You are supporting those who do the direct killing. You're taking orders from people that are above you without questioning what you're doing, without any moral culpability for your actions whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, in Israel, I believe everyone has to do 2 years of service. You're like, you are in the military.
Oh, that's a mandate.
That's
from
a
the
mandate.
Government.
So everyone is in the military.
Wow.
So how do you get 300,000 reservists overnight? You just, you know, kick off something like that.
Yeah.
You know, how does the you know, the Iron Dome get, you know, penetrated? How does the most sophisticated air defense, you know, system in the world get compromised on 9/11? You need recruits. You need some yay rah rah. You know. That type of thing. So I think that's how they did it. They needed recruits to get this thing going. You know, they got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet. I hate to say that, but that's kind of what happened. And I think Gigi brought that up last week when she called. Like, it just seems like, how did, you know, they have the sophisticated fencing along the Gaza border that if it can detect a cat, the size of a cat moving, and will automatically shoot anything that's moving, how could, you know, 100 of these people get through this fencing without, and like, what were they doing? Like a Microsoft update on their security systems that night? Like with Jeffrey Epstein? Like, how come we didn't know what that would happen?
We're sorry, Windows must update now.
Right, we're shutting the whole video system down because Windows is updating.
Yeah, these are good questions, and regardless of, you know, how it happened, it has happened. I'm looking silver lining here. I never enjoy war or warlike things. The United States is still waging war on other countries at this time, at this moment. They're still dropping bombs on brown people. You know, and none of it has been officially declared as war by Congress. Right.
It's a skirmish.
So these things are still going on. These war actions are still going on. And then we have something like this bust out. I don't want to say what I like about it, but the good news is that because of the internet and social media, this is the first time I've seen something like this blow up and literally dominate everyone in the world as far as the news cycle is concerned. Mm. Now, why do I think that's good? Because now it's on everybody's mind. War is in your face, right?
Right.
This war is in your face. Yeah. So this is what's wrong with humanity, that you continue to accept it. You continue to accept politicians going to war when they should settle their disputes in person themselves. 603-283-6160. More of your calls and thoughts, plus more on the Amish and some other stuff is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley says her time as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. taught her about Hamas secret tunnels.
That are massive, that are sophisticated. to hide equipment and ammunition and to do their dirty work and maybe to have those hostages.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Haley acknowledged that Hamas might be keeping Americans and Israeli hostages in some of those tunnels. A teacher was killed and three people injured in a France school stabbing. The knife attack occurred at a high school in northern France. The suspect, a 20-year-old former student of the school, has been arrested and was reportedly on a watch list of people who pose security risks. Taylor Swift is demonstrating significant pulling power at the box office. Her concert film, Taylor Swift: The Eras Tour, raked in nearly $39 million opening night. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Back. He says with little to no creativity or enthusiasm.
Come on!
Yes, at least that guy thought it was funny. It is Free Talk Live. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to call us, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Steve Classic.
Before we go on with more stories and more of your calls and thoughts, we are asking you Free Talk Live listeners for a favor. As you know, the founder of this show has been taken away, kidnapped, if you will, by the state for the crime of, well, selling Bitcoin voluntarily to willing and fully consensual customers.
That's terrible.
He's been sentenced to 8 years. An appeal is pending. But what we would like you to do is go over to FreeKeen, with an extra E, K-E-E-N-E.
Not K-E-E-S.
Right. FreeKeen.com. And there's an article posted up there, How to Write to Ian Freeman. So he's currently being held, I believe, at Merrimack Jail in Merrimack, New Hampshire. And there's some information there on how you can write him letters. There's some things you shouldn't do, and I believe that information is there as well. Like, don't use crayon, apparently.
Yeah.
Who knew? Mm-hmm. But, you know, he would love to hear from you directly. So if you can, take it upon yourself, take a few minutes, write a letter, put it in the mail, send it to them. Same thing goes for, I like to call her Wizard Number Two. That's Aria DiMezzo. She's also serving 18 months for selling Bitcoin without a license. That's right. She didn't pay the fee and get a license.
A permit.
Right, to sell the Bitcoin, and so she's doing 18 months. She also would love to receive, you know, some letters, correspondence, whatnot. Information about that is ariadimezzo.com, ariadimezzo.com. If you all would be so kind as to reach out, write a letter, say hello, they would be very appreciative to know that not only, you know, are... I mean, they already know we're still doing this show, but they would love to hear from the listeners of this show, the support, and just, you know, your thoughts about what's going on. If you could do that, we would be grateful. Thank you so much.
It's almost like calling into the show, but instead of calling in, you would just write a quick letter.
Right into the founder, yeah. Right into, you know, one of our former first chair hosts.
Right, just say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
How are you?
You know, tell them, you know, about your life, what's going on, you know, what do you see in the world that's messed up?
What's and, happening,
you
know, in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
What's happening in California?
Give them something interesting to read.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The number two story. Your own personal number two story. No, maybe not.
And you don't really have to, you know, you have to write a novel. You could just send a postcard from wherever you happen to be.
Oh, that's cool.
Say, hey, greetings from, you know, wherever, right?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Say, hey, still listen to the show. Thanks for your service.
Is he allowed to keep those things? Like, if he gets a postcard?
I believe so. I believe you get to, like, I think they put them somewhere. So, like, when you get out, you can.
I mean, that'd be great if he had all the postcards from all over.
That'd be nice. Yeah. So that's what we're asking. If you could do that, great. Thanks. Moving right along, let's go to... This is Firefall calling from California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a first-time caller to this show.
Hey, thanks.
And I have a couple questions and a comment, but real quick I want to ask, kind of on the side, you mentioned they draft women in Israel. Is that true?
I don't know. Do you know in the...
I don't think it's a draft. I think you are just at 18, you're inscripted.
Including women?
Conscripted? Inscripted?
Does that include women?
Women, yes.
Conscripted.
Conscripted,
yeah.
Yes. All right. I'm not sure if they get M4 rifles.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. These details are kind of important for a lot of reasons because I've never heard of any case in history, and I've done a lot of reading, and I've studied several different Bibles. I read the Talmud. I haven't read the Torah, but I used to be a born-again Christian, all right? Now, I don't believe in the Old Testament because it's usually King James or the Canaan Bible or Gutenberg or Gideon's.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, in my opinion, throwing the New Testament in there would be an insult to any Hebrew I've known in my life. Orthodox Hebrews don't accept the New Testament. And so to put that right alongside the Old Testament shows me that you can't trust any of the brutality that is attributed to early Hebrews, because that isn't really their Bible. I don't believe their Bible, the Torah or the Talmud, boasts about Jews ever committing atrocities against anybody. There's such a thing as survival, and there's such a thing as self-defense. So not only have Jews never in recorded history or ever been witness to have committed atrocities to anyone since the Palestinians have, they're also maligned with all these other terrorist groups and Israeli-hating nations who also hate us. I believe that Israel should exact the same violence, not the same violence, but...
So hang on there, Firefall, because Steve Classic just looked something up to give you even more detail.
Yes, about the mandated military service requirement for Jewish Israeli women is 24 months, apart from specified roles that instead require a service length of 30 months. Women may be exempted from military service for reasons of religious conscience, marriage, pregnancy, or motherhood.
All right.
That's just a quick little thing.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you throwing that in there because these details are important.
So what was your? You said you had two questions. What was the other one?
All right. Would you say that since Israelis are not the ones committing the atrocities, I would say that they have a right to bomb the Palestinians to kingdom come? They should exact violence on them because those are violent people. I'm not saying that every Palestinian is violent. I'm saying it is basically a violent nation. These people have been brainwashed. Yes, The innocent should be spared. But in a time of war, that can't be possible. Look at all the innocents in America that have had to die because of war. Look at all the innocents that have had to die at the dropping of Hiroshima. It just, the Holocaust, even to even start anything like the Holocaust and then start to blame Israel, they've never committed these crimes against anyone that I've ever heard of in history.
Well, you know, I'm not educated enough to speak intelligently about the conflict, particularly I don't have the background in history. What I do have, though, is a hatred for violence and war. And that is what I see going on. So the first thing that I would like to do is be able to opt out of contributing to any of this mess, which I'm not allowed to do because I'm taxed and my tax money goes to help fund both sides of this thing. So thank you for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Let's go to, I believe this was Ricky in the Commonwealth.
Thank you there, Brother Captain. Brother Steve, been a long time. Good evening.
Howdy.
Well, I got something fun coming up tonight, but I got to tell you, I listened to the previous caller, and everything he said was so full of crap. You know, and I'm going to tell you, I mean, I guess he didn't hear my previous call when I talk about the time of Moses and all of that. Here's bad news for him. Netanyahu's squeezed. Ultimately going to have to give back the land or we're going to have a big problem. Nonetheless, on the fun stuff, okay there, Brother Captain?
Go for it.
All right, you know what's on my mind tonight?
Fun stuff, maybe?
Yes. You know, we were talking about beards, and I'm going to be growing mine soon. But, I mean, I don't know. You got a beard. Now, you shaved in the past, right, Captain? Let me ask you a question. What do you use to shave?
A single blade Bic razor and I'm trying to think of one of them gel shaving creams.
Okay, here's where the funny thing is. Now, myself, and I'll tell you why this is funny. Now, I use a double-edged safety razor. You know, and I use Barbasol Red Can. Now, the funny thing is, I've had a couple of them. A while back, I lost my safety razor. I left it somewhere. So I'm calling around, right? You know, and I say, what is that? Safety razor? What's that? What is it? And nobody knows. I'm describing it. I said, no, you put a blade in there. What do you mean? You know what I mean, Captain?
Oh, it's an old-school razor that you unscrew
right,
and you put the
right.
thing
We're
in.
Talking
yeah, yeah.
technology that goes back to the late 1800s. You know, you open it up, you drop in the real blade.
Yeah, it's kind of like a utility knife the same way, right? It's got a little screw. You open it up, you put the razor in,
right,
you just pull it back together.
You drop
right, yeah.
a regular razor blade in it.
Right.
And it's the best thing next to a straight razor. You know, and I find it amazing that nobody knows what they are anymore. And then you want to find even more amazing? You got this handle, right? And then you got the disposable thing you pop on top of it, right, with the blades in it.
Right, yeah.
What the hell is going on with that?
Well, so it's part of the move to get everybody to a subscription lifestyle. Right. And so they figure if they sell you this base thing, they're going to keep having to sell you these attachments whenever they run out. So instead of selling you a base thing where you can just buy regular razors and, you know, put them in yourself and, you know, save yourself a few dollars, they want you to be a permanent subscriber to their shaving service, if you will.
Yeah, because, you know, I see these razors, they have 3-5 blades in it. They suck, you know, and
yeah.
they really do, you know, because I use mine. I mean, I shave every 2 days because, you know, when you get older, it wasn't when I was 44. It was a couple years ago. After the first day, you can watch the hair growing, you know.
Oh, I get a 5 o'clock shadow around noon if I shave, you know, at 7 in the morning.
I know what that's about, brother. But I'll tell you, you know, I use the Barbasol Red Can myself, you know, and I'll put that thing in and it goes. I mean, you shave in no time. You get one of these damn things, you get a Mach 15 or whatever the hell it is, you're there all day, man. You know?
No.
I mean, what are they trying to outsource a regular razor blade?
Yeah, I don't know. One of the reasons I have a beard, though, is because I got tired of shaving all the time. And so I compromised. I didn't want to grow, like, a full beard, so I grew the goatee. And then now, like, I'll do a little, you know, sort of sideburn, you know, sideburn kind of things. But, like, You know, now I only have to shave, you know, I don't know, 30% of my face instead of 100% of my face.
That's how I did. I mean, what I know from using razors, I don't know when they went up in price like a ridiculous amount. It's like, you know, or was it the, like no shave November?
Safety razor like I got. Solve all your problems, man.
Well, I'm in the school now where, like, I'll just shave once a week. Or if I'm going to a customer's facility, you know.
Right, kinda, yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you can get away with a little bit of scrub. I mean, I'm not quite in Beard Talk Live category, but...
no, not yet.
You know, not yet. But not yet. After a week...
You could guest host, though.
I could probably be third chair on Beard Talk Live.
Anything else, Ricky?
Yeah, well, one thing I can say to you, Captain, I mean, there is one... Well... I mean, anybody that was on Skype in 17 seen me a lot with my Southern Cross and hat and all that. But there is a picture floating around me with my club masters on with a Van Dyke, and I grow a good one, you know. Mm-hmm. But I do grow a beard every winter. In fact, I'm probably going to be growing one towards the end of this month. And then I'll be, you know, part of the club, I guess.
No Shave November.
Life. Yeah, No Shave November.
No Shave November.
No doubt. Hey, get cold up here in northeastern Pennsylvania.
It's already cold up here.
Ricky, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Let's move right along. Let's go to Tim in Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, the last caller before Ricky, like Ricky said, I don't want to be rude, but I'm just wondering where that guy got his information that the state of Israel has never committed any atrocities.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have something, you know, contrary to that? Go ahead, say it. I mean, don't cuss, but, you know, otherwise go for it.
Yeah, well, so first of all, I just wanted to clarify something that I said a week ago.
Okay.
Regarding before Americans jump to support Israel, and what I actually meant was the state of Israel.
Okay.
But I wasn't really very clear about that.
Okay.
But
clarification noted.
I would also say the same thing on the other side, you know, don't be so fast to jump and, you know, be on the side of Hamas or the PLO government, you know, because these are, you know, well, one's a party and one's a state, and we know how that goes.
Yeah, sadly.
But the thing that really got under my skin tonight, number one, I actually wasn't going to call in tonight because I wanted to prepare a response to Dana from Michigan. At first, I wanted to call and be like, oh, no, she's wrong because of this and this and this. And then, like, I started listening to her over and over again, and I'm like, what is she trying to say? Is she contradicting herself? And then I realized she was not contradicting herself. So like, I really wanted to put some thought into my response, so I wasn't even going to call in, and then I hear this caller before Ricky, and he's saying, oh, yeah, they're innocent, so they've never committed atrocities, but the Palestinians have, therefore, they should commit atrocities against the Palestinians.
Yeah, right.
And what I see right now is he's a cartoon caricature. Well, his statement is it's a cartoon caricature of what I'm hearing on both conservative and liberal media.
Yep.
Simultaneously. And it's insane. They're not saying like, let's do genocide, but they are saying it.
There's this, I don't even know, it is a problem, I guess I'll just call it a problem, that many people have. And I'm even affected by it from time to time as well. I've just been, you know, either doing media, reading media, or, you know, involved in media for long enough that I've begun to sort of see this effect. So if you just go out to like a restaurant by yourself or something or a bar or whatever, and you just sit there quietly, stare at your phone, but listen to everybody around you, what you're going to hear is what I like to call parrots, right? And this is exactly what you think it is. It's people regurgitating what they heard on the news, line for line, word for word, right? As if they were their own thoughts and own opinions, right? And this is the part that I think humankind needs to overcome. We've got the internet. We've got the ability to reach everybody within seconds with things like news and emergency information and stories and entertainment and all that kind of stuff, right? What we need to get away from is the homogenization of thought, right? People, for whatever reason, television is where I trace it back to, sort of the beginning of this kind of thing. Something is broadcast on the TV. Everybody goes, oh, that's now my opinion. That's now my thought. Now when I go out into the world, I'm going to repeat this to other right. people. So if you're, you know, if you're watching like just CNN, well, then you're going to have a just CNN opinion about stuff when you talk to other people. Mm-hmm. If you're watching just Fox News, well, you're going to have just a Fox News opinion about stuff. If you're watching all of the things, you're going to come up with some kind of a hodgepodge that reflects a little bit closer to your personal beliefs, but still, none of them are like your own original thoughts. So I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how to get people out of this, but I see it as a problem. This regurgitation of stuff on the news as original thought has to stop.
Yeah, you have to be. You really have to be skeptical of anything you hear. If you see the headline, you have to also put in parentheses, I wonder if that's true, instead of just, that's the headline, that's the story.
Yeah. Well, so I listen to a bunch of different podcasts and radio shows, you know, while I'm working, and these guys, you know, I've been a very kind of like, I guess, what do you call a conservatarian? I've kind of been a conservatarian, so
okay.
I listen to you guys. I listen to Glenn Beck. I used to listen to Ben Shapiro. I kind of cut him out like a couple months ago.
Boy, he's been out of tear, huh?
Michael Savage, Steve Deese. And Steve Deese, I really was into some, like, I've been getting into, like, the idea of salvation and stuff and Christ, and I'm getting into it. I don't know where I stand, but I'm learning. And so I was really digging a lot of stuff Steve Deese was saying. And then all of a sudden, he was basically saying the same thing, like without saying, just obliterate Gaza. He was making allusions like, yeah, they're going to have to do it. They're going to have to do, or maybe the United. And then he was making it biblical.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of biblical posts like, this is it. This is, now they have to do, you know, whatever they have to do to fulfill the prophecy of Corinthians and like
Exodus or whatever. Yeah,
right.
So he was actually saying, you know, it's basically like Old Testament times again, where well, God directed them to do this before women and children, which is biblical. But here's my problem is that's a whole separate issue, even though it isn't, it is. But my issue with this with Steve Deese is that, okay, well, he's saying that the state of Israel is the instrument of the God of the Bible, and he does not know that. So he's actually taking his opinion and saying that his opinion is that God is telling the state of Israel to do genocide.
Right.
And he's not coming out and saying it that way, but he is.
Well, he's not saying he's saying it's a prophecy or it's in the Old Testament.
Right. He's insinuating that it is part
written.
Of, right, yeah.
He even says he might be wrong, you know, like, but this is his interpretation, but the way that he's saying it, it's like, he's not saying it like the average listener isn't going to be like, oh, this is just his interpretation, his opinion, right?
Yeah.
This is a very dangerous time we're living in, and I couldn't believe it because I respected these people. I respected these people.
Well,
they're taking sides.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about this is, don't meet your heroes, right? And like, I realize you haven't met this particular person, but all these people, all these podcasters, televangelists, politicians, they are human beings, first and foremost. And once you sort of come to grips with that, then your mind starts to think of them in that way. You're like, oh, that guy wakes up in a bed in the morning, right? You know, or that lady, you know, puts her shoes on, you know, 1 foot at a time when she walks out the door. Everybody sleeps somewhere, if you will, right? And so realizing that they're humans means that they're going to be fallible. And so you might have, or they might have, your respect for certain issues. In the same way, I might respect you for a thing, and you might respect me for a thing, but we're going to disagree on other things. Like, that is the way human beings are built. There are, you know, human beings aren't designed to agree with everybody all the time.
Well, in a free society,
right.
You can, but in a not free society, you're told what to do, and that's you can't.
Right, you're forced to pick a side. Whose side right. are you on?
Right.
Are you on the side of the people with the torch or the side of the people with the pitchforks?
Right, it's divide and conquer.
Yeah,
pick a side.
There is one thing Steve G said that I do agree with, though, and that is, and I don't expect everyone listening or present company to agree with it, but I do agree with him
mm-hmm.
that we are all sinners, and we don't deserve anything. A stopped clock is. Right,
well, right, twice a day. Twice a day, yeah, yeah. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. Yeah, yeah. Anything else, Tim?
No, that's it.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. Yeah, the divide and conquer stuff, man. Like, this is this whole reaction to the warring in Israel is identical to presidential election times. Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of crap being said by all of the media. Right. Some of it true. Some of it not. Right. Some of it like the news media now is quick to be first instead of quick to be right.
Yeah. Well, right? the first casualty of war is the truth.
There you go.
Stuff just, you know.
There you go.
And I think this whole thing like, well, they're beheading babies. They're burning people. Like, oh, remember in Iraq it was like they threw the babies out of the incubator.
Right.
Well, that's fake.
Yep.
It's a urban legend, you know, like let's roll Flight 93. Who ever heard that?
I saw a pretty good meme. It was, somebody holding up a dead baby by like a leg, and then the next frame was somebody holding up a dead baby by the arm, and then underneath it said, "See, this dead baby proves my point." So no matter which side you're on, the dead babies are proving that you were correct.
Right.
And this is the struggle that I have. I'm tired of talking about Israel and Hamas and the U.S. Funding both sides of this thing and the government contractors right now. All the arms agencies are just loving it.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching their profits go up. Their stock is up. People are throwing money at them because they know war is coming.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm tired of is this, I'm right and you're wrong. That's what's going on the internet right now.
You're either with us or you're with the terrorists.
Yeah, I'm right and you're wrong. That's all. It is. It's just a big ego trip for everybody posting about it. You have nothing to do with the actual conflict, so stop it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live. Hour number three is next.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.